New England is home to roughly 400,000 immigrants living and working here without legal status. Federal policy enacted several years ago was supposed to end random deportations of people who aren't criminals. But immigration authorities don't always adhere to those policies. In the mostly white state of Vermont, advocates are concerned that racial profiling plays a role in deportation decisions. In the conclusion of the New England News Collaborative series titled Facing Change, reporter Kathleen Masterson this morning has the story of Vermont dairy workers tracked down and arrested by immigration officials.
Before we hear from the dairy workers, here are two key things to know about immigration law. First, local and state police are not supposed to be acting as immigration authorities. It's not in their purview to figure out what a resident's legal status is. That's the federal agent's job. Second, Department of Homeland Security guidelines make clear that federal immigration authorities are not supposed to deport just anyone who's here illegally. They are to prioritize dangerous criminals. And okay, there's a third thing. Immigration policy is constantly changing. Take the story of Victor Diaz. 25-year-old Diaz has worked on this dairy farm in central Vermont for nearly 3 years. He's one of seven workers from Mexico and Guatemala who help keep the farm running 24 hours a day. Victor takes me to his living quarters. We climb a darkened stairway right next to where the cows are hooked up to milking machines. The air is filled with the acrid smell of manure, combined with the sweet, warm scent of fresh milk. Victor explains he works 12-hour days. The farm milks nearly 1,000 cows, and he's on the night shift.
I come into work at 7:30 p.m. and I leave around 1:30 a.m. and I come back in at 3:30 a.m. until around 10 a.m. In the middle of the night, I have about 2 hours to eat something, sleep for an hour, and then go back to work.
Last year, Victor was pulled over by police and charged with driving under the influence. At the time, he had a driver's privilege card. That's a legal license that both Vermont and Connecticut offer to foreign nationals residing in those states. Diaz pled no contest in county court and paid a $400 fine. He wouldn't say publicly whether he understood that his plea could make him a priority for deportation. Yet 5 months later, Diaz was in Stowe with friends at a Mexican cultural event when he was approached by two agents wearing civilian clothing.
Me dijeron que si yo era José.
They asked me if my name was José. My name is José Victor, and I'm used to people calling me Victor, so it seemed strange that they would call me José. And I said, yes, I am. Well, we are ICE agents. We are here to arrest you. And then he said, give him my hands, and he handcuffed me and took me to his car.
It's unclear exactly how Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, learned about the DUI. Representatives from ICE declined to comment for this story. But there are basically two ways ICE could have tracked Diaz down. First, when someone is booked by local, county, or state police, his or her fingerprints are submitted to a database run by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and immigration authorities have full access to that info. Second, it's possible that local law enforcement alerted ICE that they pulled over someone who might be in the country illegally. That opens the door to racial profiling, says James Duff Lyle, the executive director of the Vermont ACLU.
Vermont has policy on the books that explicitly limits local law enforcement from participating in immigration enforcement. And yet we are seeing examples of local law enforcement inserting themselves into immigration enforcement in disregard of Vermont state law and also raising serious constitutional and civil rights concerns.
It's not only banned by Vermont state law, but the practice should have stopped 2 years ago when the Obama administration ended the wildly unpopular program called Secure Communities. The program created such rampant distrust of police among community members that many mayors and a few governors announced they would not cooperate with the mandatory federal requirements. So the Department of Homeland Security ended that program and replaced it with guidelines to prioritize people for deportation who are, quote, threats to national security and public safety. But immigration lawyer Enrique Mesa says, in many cases, local law enforcement is still alerting ICE anytime they encounter someone who they suspect is here illegally. Mesa is based in Manchester, New Hampshire, but has clients in both states.
Here in Vermont, that I have seen is that if you are picked up for driving without a license or DUI, the prosecutors or the police will notify ICE.
Mesa says that's not supposed to be happening.
ICE had strict guidelines. You're only supposed to be going after criminals.
Now, a DUI is a deportable offense. It's considered a second-level priority, which falls below a slew of high-priority crimes, including terrorist acts, espionage, and aggravated felonies.
Unfortunately, ever since the election, I've been seeing in my neck of the woods in New Hampshire that even for a simple driving without a license, ICE is just picking people up and just detaining them left and right.
In fact, in New England, anywhere from one-third to one-half of people who ICE issues detainers for, that's a request to local police to hold that person, have no criminal record and have not been arrested before. Miguel Alcudia is one example. He works on the same dairy farm as Diaz in central Vermont, and he was picked up by ICE earlier this year on the grounds that he's living in the country on an expired visa.
It was a Thursday, and I was on my way to the bank to cash my check, but I was detained before I got there. ICE arrested me. But I don't know why, because I'm not a priority to be deported. I'm not a criminal. I came to this country just to work.
Alcudia asked the ICE officers why they were picking him up.
Well, they admitted that someone had called about me. The ICE officer who detained me said he had gotten a call from someone who told them about me.
Both Alcudia and Diaz are awaiting their deportation hearing in front of a judge in the coming months. Like so many in deportation proceedings, their fate rests on the immigration judge's discretion and his or her interpretation of the ever-changing immigration policies. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Kathleen Masterson.